Little head, little groove. All right. Gorilla Banner Podcast, Wednesday Rant. I'm your co-host, Brock Washington. Let's get this kicked off. Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves in immortality. Because I could not stop for death, Emily Dickinson, first stanza. Let's go to the next one. Death is nothing to us, since when we are, death has not come. And when death has come, we are not. That's a little Epicurean rant there for you. Epicure. Yes. Next. It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live. Marcus Aurelius. Two totally different men, two totally different thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. All three having one thing in common. Let's hyper-focus in on Emily Dickinson there for a second. A lady everybody thinks is so fascinated with death. Beautiful poem, by the way. Beautiful thoughts, beautiful imagery. But that first sentence, that first beginning of the whole thing, because I could not stop for death. Death had to go to her. It is not death that a man should fear. It is not death that a man should look forward to either. I am getting a little sick and tired of hearing all about the sweet release of death. Those stupid little bumper stickers saying giant meteor 2016 just ended already. What is this? Huh? You give up on the one ticket you know you got? You give up on the one moment of consciousness that you are given? This brevity, this wisp of life? And you think it's too long, too painful already? Your goals are all wrong. Your periods and points are all wrong. Everything about what you're doing is wrong if that is pervading in your thoughts. Your goals should outweigh the inevitable. Death is coming, but you don't have to fear it. You don't even have to care about it. Now, sure, preparation is the king. You are absolutely supposed to hedge your bets, get your life insurance, prepare for that inevitable. That has nothing, absolutely nothing, to do with fixating on it, giving in because it's coming. It has absolutely nothing to do with why you're not getting off that couch and accomplishing your goals. Death is not the excuse of the living. Death. It is not death that a man should fear. It is not death that a man should allow to happen. It is not death that should overcome a man. See, I gave you two quotes. I gave you a little Marcus Aurelius, and I gave you a little Epicurus. Both these men, widely divided on how to live life. One, very much so in many ways, the father of Stoic behavior. The other one, Epicurean pleasures, that everything in life should be about the pleasure of life. So both of them completely disagreed on the ways to make a great life, on the ways to focus through and be happy and to have truth and purpose. Both of them agreed, though, death was not even to be measured. So once again, death is nothing to us. A man 2,000 years ago had one thing to say to you. Death is nothing to you. Since when we are, death has not come. And when death has come, we are not. Deity or no deity, this veil that you're giving now, this ticket, this little wisp of existence in this grand scheme of universe, you were given and, let's say, blessed with consciousness. You were given something to push through with. You see, I've ranted about using your patience and using your purpose and how to align those things to a goal. But if you're just going to shrug your shoulders and say, well, you're going to die anyway, you've missed everything about what has happened. You are a conscious, sentient being. You right now are listening to something, understanding it. Little cogs are turning in your head. If that isn't amazing to you, then you need to sit down right now and think about it. You need to sit down and realize everything is you. You have a push through. You can go achieve. You can go create. You can scribble a little stick man on a piece of paper because you are able to understand. You're able to even understand this whole idea of death. Oh, we're born into this world, we leave this world. That's not just some guarantee. That's just not some given to everything. You're able to interact with other humans. You need to understand that life is a precious point to grab, sink your claws into, and make yours. Seize the whole of life. Seize the whole of the goal. Seize the whole end state. I didn't say purpose there. On purpose. I want you to understand that if this life feels bigger than you, do not sink into that. Understand that it is a wave that needs to be ridden. Understand that life is always going to feel bigger because there's 7 billion of us and growing. That this little rock spinning through, somehow held to a small circle, it's all out of your control. Except you. Except how you're going to take it in. Except how you're going to perceive it. And I'm here to tell you, do not perceive death as the, oh well. Oh well, I ain't going to do that. Why should I even worry? It's not going to matter anyway. I guess I'm saying all that to say, death is nothing. Life is everything. The thing that you can most guarantee is that you can leave behind a legacy. There will be those who are here when you're gone. Make sure what you leave is greater than what you found. Gorilla Banner Podcast, Wednesday Rants, Brock Washington. Stay strong, my simian friends.